Welcome to a mindful movement practice. First of all, taking a moment to find some space, an area in your room where you can move around. You might be on the standing on the floor or on a yoga mat. So taking some time to find the right place for you to practice. And this practice is designed to bring awareness to your body. On that note, it's important to be aware of any limits or any of the options I'm providing that don't feel supportive. So please listen to your body, overriding any of my suggestions. You might choose to modify a specific form, pause, or just take a break. Other options include practicing these movements in a chair. Or if you wish to skip something, you might visualize yourself making the movement. So, as best you can, following along and taking breaks or modifying as you need to. The intention here is to fully open to our experience, moment by moment, in your body. So in a moment, we'll start with some standing stretches. You can decide if you'd like to have your socks on or bare feet. Perhaps noting with socks on, it might be a little slippery on your floor or your yoga mat. So when you're ready, coming to a standing position with your legs about hip width apart, you might want to take a little micro bend in your knees. Here, coming into what's known as mountain form. And as best you can, taking a moment to notice any sensations that might be arising from the contact your feet are making with the ground. Noticing the parts of your feet making contact with the floor. And any sensations that arise from that contact. Now, when you're ready, bringing your attention up into your ankles, into your lower legs, your knee, your upper legs, allowing the attention to travel up into your hips and torso. And continuing to scan up your body through your chest, maybe bringing awareness to your spine, your shoulders, maybe supportive to move your shoulders back and down towards each other. And from here, it might be available to notice the length of your arms. Any sensations arising in your arms, your hands, or your fingers. For now, there's an invitation to rest your arms comfortably at the sides of your body. Continuing to scan up through your neck and throat, bringing attention to the muscles in your face. As best you can, allowing your head to be supported by the neck. Here, as you stand or sit in mountain form, perhaps being aware of any physical sensations making themselves known throughout your entire body. Might be sensations of tightness or tension, tingling or numbness. As best you can, and noticing what's present for you right now. The first movement in the series is working with your neck. So if it's comfortable and available, releasing your chin towards your chest. And then lengthening, lifting your chin towards the sky. And continuing this movement at whatever pace, whatever range feels comfortable for your body. Lifting your chin up and down. And when that feels complete, bringing your head back to center. And now gently lifting your shoulders up towards your ears on an in-breath. And on the out-breath, releasing and letting go. You might want to try that two or three times more. Inhaling, lifting your shoulders up towards your ears. And on the exhale, releasing your shoulders. You might choose to exhale out the mouth if that feels supportive. Letting any sound come. And when you're ready, it might interest you to make some shoulder rolls, continuing to notice your breath as you move your body. Perhaps inhaling as your shoulders come up and back, and exhaling down. And if it doesn't feel right to bring the breath into these movements, you might experiment with the movement, letting your breath be natural. And taking a few moments to roll your shoulders up and back, noticing any sensations here. And if it interests you, you might go the other way, coming from the back of your body, bringing your shoulders and arms forward. I'm always invited to move at a pace that works for your body. And then, when you're ready, another movement for the shoulders. So, if you'd like, taking your fingers onto your elbows and bending your elbows to make big circles. You might go one direction, making a circular motion, allowing your elbows to draw circles. And your circles might be really small, or maybe they're a bit bigger. You're in charge. As best you can, becoming aware of any sensations that arise from this movement. Maybe going the other way a couple times. And then that feels complete, releasing your arms back down alongside your body. Perhaps taking a moment here to notice any sensations in mountain form, any sensations that are present in your body right now. And for some, it might be available to notice your breath. Now, when you're ready, lifting your right arm up towards the sky, you might bend at the elbow. You might have your arm more straight, doesn't matter, whatever feels supportive for your body. And then from there, if you like, allowing your opposite arm to reach down towards the ground. Perhaps becoming aware of sensations that arise from this movement. You might choose to stay in this movement, taking a couple of cycles of breath here. Or you might choose to make this movement more dynamic, switching sides, releasing the arm down, taking this movement on the other side for a couple breaths. So you're in charge. Moving at a pace and rhythm that feels right for you today. Now, when you're ready, perhaps coming back to center, noticing any sensations arising after that movement. Perhaps we could try that one more time. Starting on one side, lifting one arm up towards the sky, releasing the other arm down towards the ground. Either choosing to stay there for a breath or two, or you might alternate, shifting from side to side. As best you can, stretching and letting your breath move freely. Normal breath. When you're ready, coming back to our mountain form, perhaps noticing your feet making contact with the ground. Like any other practice, you might notice that your attention's been hooked by thought, association, or memory. If this is the case, it's normal, no big deal. As best you can, when you realize this moment of mind wandering, coming back to the physical sensations of stillness or movement, allowing these sensations to be at the forefront of your awareness as best you can. We'll practice one more form in standing. So, if you like, taking a micro bend in your knees, and then when you're ready, starting to release forward to whatever level feels comfortable for your body. You might come down a couple of centimeters, or you might come to bring your hands towards your upper legs, your lower legs, or the ground. And once you've come into this form, it might be available to release your neck and your head towards the ground. And if at any point any of the suggestions I'm offering do not feel supportive, please come back to mountain form, taking a breath or two. Noticing sensations in the standing form. And if you're choosing to practice the forward fold today, maybe a breath or two here, noticing any sensations arising from this movement. And then when you're ready, slowly, vertebra by vertebra, engaging your feet and your abdominal muscles to protect your low back, rising back up through center, coming back into mountain form. Here it might interest you to move your shoulders a couple times, any other movement that would feel supportive for you right now. So, in a moment, for those choosing, there'll be an invitation to come down to the floor or to a yoga mat. On your hands and your knees. And you could also practice this in a chair with your hands resting on your upper legs. So, here coming into what's known as table form, creating a table with your body. So, the hands are underneath your shoulders, or you could bring your hands a little in front if that feels better. And your knees are underneath your hips. Knees are about hip width apart. So here in this form, we'll practice two postures or two movements, often known in yoga as cat and cow. So when you're ready on your hands and knees or in a chair, you can lift your spine, arching your back towards the ceiling. And as we do this, you might notice your head releasing towards the ground. Your eyes might be looking back towards your legs. Gently breathing here, noticing whatever stretch is available in this moment. Now, when you're ready, we'll reverse this arch by gently releasing the back, allowing the spine to stretch in the opposite direction. So here, your gaze might come forward as your abdomen drops towards the ground or extends out if you're in a chair. Noticing any sensations in your spine or body as you make this movement. Right now, there's an option to continue that movement. So, flowing from cat form into what's known as cow. So, arching your back, spinal tilts back and forth. Moving at a rhythm and pace that feels right for you today. There's no right or wrong. You're in charge. When that feels complete, an invitation to come back to the neutral place of table. I'm taking a moment here, noticing your palms making contact with either the ground or your upper legs if you're in a chair. And those on the ground, perhaps noticing your knees making contact with the ground. For those seated, maybe noticing your feet making contact with the ground. And then, when you're ready, there's an option to come down onto the ground. And so you might be lying on your back, or again, you could practice this in a chair. And for anyone that might be experiencing any low back pain, instead of lying flat on the ground, you can always bend your knees together, feet apart. That may take some pressure off your low back. And then once you've come into this form, perhaps taking a moment to notice the back of your body making contact with the ground or the chair. Noticing any sensations that arise here. What parts of your body are making contact with the surface you're resting on? To start today, it might interest you to take a stretch with your feet and your hands. So, lying down, you could stretch the arms over your head towards the ground, bending your elbows wherever feels comfortable for you. If your feet are extended, you might extend your feet out, lengthening your body, noticing any sensations that arise here. Could do this also in the chair. And in this form, you might alternate lengthening one arm and the opposite leg, and switching from side to side a couple times. Letting your body move at the pace that works, lengthening on one arm and the opposite leg, and then switching from side to side. And when that feels complete, bringing your arms back down towards the side of your body, allowing your legs to rest. It might interest you here to bring your knees up towards your chest. You could place your hands on your knees or in the crease beneath your knees. Here, it might interest you to inhale, bring your knees towards your body. Exhale, release your knees away. And for some, having the arms on the ground feels more supportive. So do what feels right for you. Again, the movement is inhaling, drawing your knees in towards your body, exhaling, releasing your knees ever so slightly away from your body. And continuing this movement, finding your rhythm, your breath. Coming back to center, noticing the back side of your body connected to the surface. And then, if you like, coming into some hip circles. So, again, you might keep your hands on your knees or the crease underneath your knees. Or for other people, it might feel more stable to have your hands resting on the ground. So, here to protect the low back, engaging the abdominal muscles and starting to make circles in one direction with your knees, moving at the pace that works for you. These might be really little circles, or they might be a bit bigger, allowing your knees to make circles in one direction for a moment or two. When that feels complete, you might choose to make those circles on the going the opposite way, noticing any sensations that arise from this movement. As best you can, anchoring your attention in your body right now. Maybe aware of sensations, lack of sensation. And for some, you might notice your breath. And then when that feels complete, coming back for a moment to rest. Your knees might be bent, your feet placed on the floor. Your hands might be resting at the side of your body or maybe on your abdomen. You could check in with your neck, slightly tucking your chin towards your chest to lengthen through the back of your neck. And perhaps it's available to notice a couple cycles of breath here until your body makes contact with the chair or the ground. Now, an option to come into a twist. So if you're lying down, invitation to gently lift your hips up towards the left. And as you do so, drawing in your knees. On an exhale, releasing your knees towards the ground. If your knees don't come to the ground, you can always take a blanket or a pillow underneath, or place a blanket or pillow in between your knees to support your low back. So once you've released your knees over to one side, might interest you to extend your arms to any width or length. And then if it's okay for your neck, turning and releasing your neck to the opposite side. Your neck or head is looking away from your bent legs. Once you've come into this twist, you might choose to take a couple cycles of breath here, breathing in and breathing out. As best you can, letting your breath move freely here and knowing you're in charge at any time, you can release the form and come out. ready, we'll slowly release that by bringing the hands back down to your body. Maybe bringing your head back to center, chin towards your chest. And then as you engage your abdomen again and your low back, starting to bring your knees back to center. Before shifting to the opposite side, maybe taking a breath or two here. Maybe noticing your back body making contact with the surface. And then if you like, you could try that on the other side. So first step, lifting your hips up in the opposite direction now. Just over to that side a little more, and then releasing your knees down in the opposite direction now. Again, using props, using support of blankets or pillows underneath your knees or in between your knees. And once you've found the right form for your legs today, an option to extend your arms to any leg, any width. And then turning your head now to look the opposite direction, away from your bent knees. Once you're here, you might choose to take a few cycles of breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Full natural breath. What's available to notice in this side? There might be different sensations arising, lingering, and passing. And if there's any tension or tightness in the body, an option to always breathe into that area where you feel the tightness or tension. And then on the exhale, releasing. Always let your breath out the mouth if that feels supportive. And knowing at any time you can come out of any form and modify. And then when that feels complete, taking a moment to come out of this form by first bringing your hands back down beside your arms, bringing your head back to center, and engaging the muscles in your abdomen to draw your knees back to center. And now seeing what would be most supportive, would it be to rest with your feet on the ground, knees bent? Perhaps there's another movement your body's craving right now. Take your time. There's no hurry. Now, for those on the ground, there's an option to come up into a seated position on the floor, or again, you could be in your chair. Coming into a seated position, and this time an invitation to extend your legs out in front of you, letting your weight rest on your sit bones or your buttocks. Your hands might be resting at your side. Palms facing down on your yoga mat or the floor. You're in a chair, they might just rest beside you. And from here, perhaps noticing any length in your spine as the crown of your head reaches towards the sky. You might choose to roll your shoulders back and down a couple times, noticing sensations that arise here. And from this place, seated in the chair on the ground, we'll come into two final forms. So, if you like, bringing the soles of your feet together, creating a diamond-like shape with your feet and your legs. So, your feet are together, knees are apart. As you make this movement, you might become aware of sensations in your body, in your hips, your low back. Today, you might choose to stay there, staying upright as your legs are bent. And for other folks, it might interest you to lead from the chest and start to come forward, your hands moving forward beside your legs. Coming to any forward fold that works for you today, keeping the back muscles engaged as you do so. And then an invitation to take a breath or two here. Noticing anything available, any thoughts, emotions, sensations. And if you do find the mind is busy, there's a lot of mind wandering, a lot of thinking, and notice that. Congratulate yourself for noticing where your attention is, and slowly bringing your attention back to focus on this form and any corresponding sensations that might be arising. Now, when you're ready, if you've come forward, slowly bringing your body back up to a seated form. Here, you might extend your legs one by one. If it interests you, you get to shake your legs out, releasing any muscles here. And the final form today will be an option to draw one leg in at a time. So if you like, taking one leg, bending it, bringing your heel to the inside of your upper leg. And again, once you've found that form for your legs, you might choose to stay seated. That might feel like a good place for you to observe the sensations coming and going here. Or for some people, you might like to extend your arms and then leading from your chest, engaging the abdomen as you come forward towards the outstretched leg, taking a forward fold stretch here. Coming only to an area that feels within your comfort. You've come too far into this, you could back up. Maybe you realize you can come a bit more forward. So, listening to the wisdom of your body. Might interest you to take a couple cycles of breath here, perhaps noticing sensations as you come into this forward fold. In a moment, we'll start to come out of this. So if you have been forward, coming back up to a seated position, and in your own time, releasing the leg that's been bent, taking a moment to pause at center. So here, both your legs are outstretched. Your hands might be resting on your upper legs or on the surface beside you. And then perhaps trying that on the other side. So taking the opposite leg now, bending at the knee, drawing the heel in towards your body, towards your upper leg if that's available. Again, using blankets or support underneath your knee. As you find the right position today for your feet and your legs, you might decide to stay there, staying upright, breathing from this place. Or for some, you might choose to come forward, leading from the chest, engaging the abdomen, allowing your hands to rest on the sides of your body towards the ground. So finding the right place for you today. And then if you choose, taking a couple cycles of breath in this forward fold. Noticing where your attention is. If it's caught up in thinking, no big deal. See if you can come back for one or two more cycles of breath here in this forward fold. And then, whenever that feels complete, starting to come back to center if you've been forward. And then with kindness, releasing the leg that's bent. Here, coming back to where we started, legs extended, hands either resting on the side of the ground or maybe on your upper legs. In this form, it might be available to notice your spine, the top of your head. Might want to roll your shoulders back and down a couple times. I'm taking a moment to pause here. And now the final resting form. So in a moment, there's an option to take a couple minutes to rest after the movement. There's many ways to do this. You could do this seated. You could choose to lie down, either extending your legs or having your knees bent, feet apart, taking pressure off your low back. You can practice this on your side or in a chair. As best you can, letting your body feel supported by the ground or the chair. Allowing the sense of your entire body resting here to be at the forefront of your awareness. Noticing your entire body, the backside of your body, the front of your body, the sides of your body. All the way from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, from the outer layers of your skin to the deep marrow of your bones, your entire body seated or lying here. And in a moment or two, we'll conclude the mindful movement practice. You might choose, if your eyes have been closed, to start to lift and open your gaze, looking around your room, taking in all the colors and textures, all the objects, play of light and shadow, and seeing if there's any final movements your body wants to make. You might choose to wiggle your toes, move your feet and hands, maybe your arms. When you're ready, wing to close this practice, acknowledging the time you've taken to care for yourself today. So thank you for your practice.